New Jersey Democrat Governor Mikey Sherrill admits hundreds of non-citizens voted due to software error. By Warner Todd Houston on July 21, 2026. New Jersey's Democrat Governor Mikey Sherrill has admitted that a software error in the state's motor voter registration system allowed thousands of non-citizens to register to vote and that around 400 of them have voted illegally in the state's elections since 2023. The admission comes only days after President Trump highlighted election irregularities in a nationwide speech. Sherrill posted a long explanation on social media Tuesday blaming a glitch in the state's Motor Vehicle Commission, MVC, for registering 6,600 migrants to vote even though they selected no when asked if they were a citizen. The Democrat, who only just took office in January, blamed her predecessor, Democrat Governor Phil Murphy, for the breakdown in the MVC system. This happened under the previous administration and, upon learning this information, I immediately ordered my chief counsel to launch an investigation to get to the bottom of what occurred, she exclaimed. I also ordered the removal of any residents from our voter rolls who were erroneously added between June 2023 and June 2024. The new MVC administrator that I appointed has begun the process of replacing the vendor responsible for administering the system. Last week I learned that a serious software error in New Jersey's motor vehicle system led to the registration of roughly 6,600 people who indicated that they were not U.S. citizens between June 2023 and June 2024, almost 3 years prior to my taking office. These individuals. Governor Mikey Sherrill, at GovSherrillNJ, July 21, 2026. It is unknown how many registrants simply lied and selected yes on this question and were registered to vote. Sherrill went on to claim that 400 of these non-residents did vote and that they were registered as Democrats, Republicans and unaffiliated voters. These voters were scattered across the state, she claimed. She also claims she is appalled by the reckless failures that allowed illegal voting in her state and insisted that this failure didn't occur under my watch, but accountability starts now. Sherrill then used her message to attack President Trump. As the Trump administration tries to weaponize elections for political gain, I am ensuring we protect our elections. Let me be clear, Donald Trump has zero credibility on the issue of election integrity. For more than 10 years, he has worked to undermine Americans' faith in our elections by spreading lies about legitimate election results, attempting to overturn a free and fair election, encouraging an attack on our Capitol when he couldn't accept the will of the voters, and defunding election security at the federal level. Sherrill concluded, saying, New Jerseyans should have confidence that every eligible citizen can vote. Every lawful vote will be counted, and every reasonable step will be taken to protect the integrity of our elections. That's my responsibility, and it's one I will never stop fighting to uphold. Sherrill held a press conference on the matter after posting her social media message. Governor Mikey Sherrill, at GovSherrillNJ, July 21, 2026. This disclosure comes 5 days after President Trump delivered a primetime speech to the nation outlining the evidence that voter fraud is endemic across the country and noted that 35,152 non-citizens are registered to vote in New Jersey. The president also noted that 250,000 non-citizens are registered to vote across New Jersey, California, Nevada, and Pennsylvania, the very states Democrats need to win in national elections. Sherrill promised to hold those responsible for the error accountable. One of those chiefly responsible for the system would be MVC Chief Administrator Latricia Littles Floyd, who was appointed to the position by former Governor Murphy after the previous MVC Chief, Sue Fulton, joined the Biden administration. It is not clear if Sherrill will fire Littles Floyd and appoint a new MVC Chief. Some reactions are already starting to come in. Breaking: New Jersey accidentally registered 6,600 non-citizens to vote and up to 400 of them illegally voted. This is unacceptable. Only American citizens should be voting in American elections. Now more than ever, we must to pass the Save America Act and secure our elections. pic.twitter.com/cpftyzxj5. Senator Jim Banks, at Senator Banks, July 21, 2026. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston, Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston, or at x/Twitter at WT Houston.